USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A week-long strike by Chicago teachers continues on Saturday. Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. He believes some progress is being made and is optimistic a deal will be reached soon.
I just say we're working on it and that we have an opportunity to get a fair settlement, and we're gonna take that seriously and work hard. We had progress. I'm not going to say more than that. We're at a sensitive juncture right now, and I'm optimistic, so I'm going to leave it at that.
A convoy of about 18 military vehicles left northern Iraq on Saturday and is headed towards Syria. The armored trucks and vehicles are headed to Syria to protect the oil fields, like President Trump has said they would do earlier this week. The Pentagon declined to give an official comment on troop movement, citing security reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like in 20 years, researchers in Europe may have an example of you in 2039. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about. And as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People really listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road. And that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
President Trump has no public events scheduled for Saturday or Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, perhaps gave the staunchest defense of American lives in his entire career during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier this week. Now, the videos went viral. This begins by Senator Cruz asking Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Executive Associate Director Timothy Robbins a series of questions.
Are sanctuary cities releasing violent murderers?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing rapists?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who have committed child molestation?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who are guilty of domestic violence?
Yes.
Are they releasing people who have committed drunk driving offenses?
Yes.
When I listen to Democratic colleagues say, well, no, this is all about some grandmother in Chicago. No, this is not about a grandmother in Chicago. I've talked to too many Texans and too many people across this country who've lost their children in murders from illegal aliens who were in jail until Democratic politicians released them, violent criminals, into our community. And it is wrong to play these political games releasing murderers. This committee heard testimony from Kate Steinle's family. Kate Steinle was a beautiful 28-year-old California woman who was murdered on a pier in Northern California by an illegal alien who had been in and out of prison over and over and over again, and had been deported over and over and over again, and our revolving door system kept letting him go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.